Hello and welcome to the Achieve Your Goals podcast, the show that empowers you to wake up to your full potential and achieve your biggest goals and dreams. I am your host, Hal Elrod, and I invite you to join us each week as we share actionable strategies to take your life to the next level, as well as interview world-class experts and entrepreneurs who have achieved extraordinary goals themselves, and we ask them to give you a peek behind the curtain and teach you exactly what you need to do the same. Ready? Here we go. Welcome to the Achieve Your Goals podcast. This is your host, Hal Elrod. And today you are in for a treat. I say that occasionally, and today I mean it. This is such a special conversation. It's long overdue with Josh Eidenberg. Josh Eidenberg is the creator of the Miracle Morning app. He's the owner of Future Proof. He has become a very close friend of mine. He happens to be engaged to the one and only Brianna Greenspan, our head of education for the Miracle Morning. And Josh passionately crafts health and wellness apps to improve lives. With boundless creativity, he aims to inspire self-love and global harmony. Beyond work, he enjoys yoga, nature photography, and philanthropy. And today, as someone who is really a master of the Miracle Morning, he's been practicing the Miracle Morning every day for 8 years. He happens to be engaged again to Brianna, who's like the OG Miracle Morning practitioner, since I taught it to her in 2008 when I was coaching her, and she's been doing it for, you know, 15 plus years now, and her and Josh do it together. And today you're going to hear about Josh's journey to the Miracle Morning, how he applies the savers, how he and Brianna do it as a couple, his favorite tips and tricks and advanced techniques to the savers and the Miracle Morning. Wait till you hear about how he incorporates breath work, and he's become a master at breath work as well. And toward the end of the podcast, we talk about the Miracle Morning app and how you get the most out of that. But that really is a very small part of the conversation today. And if you're a Miracle Morning practitioner, or if you're not, but especially if you are, I think you're going to love getting to know Josh Eidenberg and hearing his best practices to take your Miracle Morning and your savers to the next level. Before we dive in, I want to take just a minute, no, probably 2 minutes, to thank our two sponsors that are bringing you this podcast today. Without their support, I would not be able to do the podcast, because producing it does cost a good amount of money. But our first sponsor is Organifi. Organifi has been my sponsor since the very beginning. They make the world's finest, healthiest organic whole food supplements to help you from everything, increasing energy, improving your workout, building muscle mass, losing weight, dealing with stress and anxiety, sleeping better at night. If any of those are issues or things you aspire to, head over to Organifi.com/Hal. That is Organifi, Organifi.com/Hal, and use the discount code Hal, H-A-L, for 20% off your entire order as a listener. And a thank you for being a listener of the Achieve Your Goals podcast. And then last but not least, I want to thank our sponsor, Cured Nutrition. Cured Nutrition is another supplement company. They're based on all parts of the hemp plant. So my favorite products of Cured, I take their Rise Nootropic supplement in the morning. I took it today, first thing in the morning. Literally, it's by my bedside. When my alarm goes off in the morning, I roll over, I drink a glass of water, I pop my Cured Nutrition Rise supplement, and it gets my brain going first thing in the morning. It's got a variety of superfoods. It's got lion's mane and some other mushrooms, organic mushrooms and superfoods to help you turbocharge your brain. And then at the end of the day, I go to bed with Cured Nutrition. I take their CBD and CBN oil in a product called Nighttime Oil. It's also night caps if you want it in capsule form. And that helps me sleep. I talk about it in the new Miracle Morning updated and expanded edition in the Miracle Evening chapter. If you want to wake up with focus and clarity, or go to bed and sleep better, head over to curednutrition.com. That is C-U-R-E-D, curednutrition.com/Hal. And use that same discount code H-A-L for 20% off your entire order at Cured Nutrition. All right, goal achievers, let's learn from a Miracle Morning master with the creator of the Miracle Morning app, my good friend, the one and only Mr. Josh Eidenberg. Josh, you are like the secret weapon of the Miracle Morning movement. And very few people, this is like your coming out party, kind of. Like, very few people know who you are because you're behind the scenes, though. You, in the last 3 years, have arguably made as big of an impact on the Miracle Morning mission, the impact it's making in the world, more than anyone else. You've worked countless hours, probably literally thousands of hours. So where I want to start is why? Like, why are you so dedicated to this mission of elevating human consciousness one morning at a time by sharing the Miracle Morning? Go.
Wow, what an amazing way to start a podcast.
There you go, man.
Let's just jump right in. So the Miracle Morning was my first introduction to personal growth and development. I really didn't know who I was, Hal, before I read your book. I was just like, I thought life was about having the most fun and doing the most things. And I had lots of friends and lots of activities. And as a solopreneur, I was pretty much living life every single day how I wanted. And then when I discovered the Miracle Morning, I realized I don't even know who I am. Don't even know who I am and what life is about and where I'm going. I was just kind of like always living in the present moment. And
you were how old at that point?
Yeah, I was 26. I'm 34 now. So 8 years.
Yeah.
And it was really just such an eye-opening experience of like, whoa, I can take everything that I'm doing already in my life that has been so blessed and that I'm so grateful for and take it to like the highest level possible by waking up in the morning and starting my day with so much intention, so much positivity, energizing my cells, activating my cells, oxygenating my cells, and really just getting myself into a peak performance state where anything that I would put in my mind, anything that I would see, anything that I would be able to feel in my bones, like before I knew it, realities started to click and things started to happen. And it was really just amazing. I mean, I can go on and on and on about my experience with the Miracle Morning, why this matters to the world. But ultimately, I'm in a living example that I'm living my best life. And I feel so amazing each and every day. And I'm so grateful and I'm so blessed because I have the tools to navigate through everyday life. And it's a crazy world. And I'm not crazy, Hal. It's like, and I have you to thank for that. And I have Brianna to thank for that, you know.
Yeah. For anyone that doesn't know, when you say Brianna, many people in the Miracle Morning community know of Brianna Greenspan, the director of education. That happens to be your Brianna, man. Talk for a second about, in fact, I'd love to, you've told me that story before. I'd love for you to share that. How you and Brianna, like, when was the moment that y'all realized that you both did the Miracle Morning, that Brianna had been with me since the beginning? Like, how did that play out?
So, you know, I've been thinking about leading up to this podcast of like how I found the book. I actually don't know how I found it, but I had the book before I met Brianna. And then I'll just be straight up with you guys. One night we slept together, we woke up together, and she's like, "Your Miracle Morning kind of sucks."
Nice.
And I'm like, "Tell me more." And she's like, "Well, I wrote a book called The Miracle Morning Art of Affirmations." And she like showed me all these amazing pro tips and everything. And like, for me, I was still a night owl that did the Miracle Morning. So it wasn't for me about getting up before, you know, having a whole morning routine before 8 a.m., like the book says. It was really just about having a great morning routine whenever it is that I woke up, because I...
You might be partying till like 2 a.m.
Not even necessarily partying till 2 a.m., but just like up working, doing whatever I wanted. I was a night owl. I thought that all of my ideas and creativity came about when everybody else was sleeping at night.
Got it.
And then, you know, she told me that, you know, it's really nice to see a sunrise. And I'm like, I don't think I've seen more than 10 sunrises in my whole life.
Wow.
So first of all, it was like, let's get up and see a sunrise and let's let our eyes feed off of the sun. It's really energizing to just look at the sun as the sun is rising. It's something that I had no idea about. And then from there, like the Miracle Morning kicked off with the sunrise, and I never felt so much energy before. So it was amazing to, as Brianna and I grew together, our Miracle Morning practice grew together and consistently got better and better and new tools and so many things. So
talk about that. You mentioned grew together. Do you and Bree, or have you, like, what's your journey been like in terms of as a couple doing the Miracle Morning? Do y'all go do it ever together? Is it separate? Are there parts you do together? I know a lot of our listeners, and I mean, even I'm personally curious.
Yeah, we like to pray together in the morning. We all like to go for a walk, take our new dog Lola for a walk, and really just talk about, like, what were the gains from yesterday? What are the top three wins that we're looking to achieve today? And really just having a conversation on how we can support each other. And we'll maybe do some breath work while walking, or some affirmations while walking, or we'll be sharing about what we already read, or we'll be even just listening to a podcast or an audiobook together on our walk. And sometimes as a matter of fact, a lot of times I do the Miracle Morning by myself, and she does it by herself. A lot of times I wake up and she's like, I already did four of the six savers by the time that you woke up. So we're still trying to get aligned on sleeping schedule. And, you know, she travels a lot, and I've done a lot of travel recently, so I feel like I get stuck in a bunch of different time zones. So it's tricky, but there's so many possibilities to do a Miracle Morning with your significant other, with your kids, with your family. And it's really fun and exciting when we do so.
Yeah. And to your point, though, you know, you mentioned you do a lot of Miracle Mornings by yourself, and so does Bree. And I'm the same way. Like, you know, the fantasy is better than the reality, where I'm like, sweetheart to my wife, you know, we should do Miracle Morning together. And then, you know, on the days where she'll come out and be like, I'm here, I'm like, oh, I'm in the middle of my Miracle Morning. Like, to me, there is an element of solitude that is really valuable during the Miracle Morning. So in some ways, people are like, how do you get your spouse to the Miracle Morning with you? I go, it can be overrated. Like, you know, and I think there are elements where, like, doing your own Miracle Morning, doing your own savers, and then coming together after you're already in a peak state, right? And then going for that walk, listening to that audiobook, right? So it's kind of, to me, it's a hybrid approach versus, like, black and white.
100%. There are times where I jump into spending time with Brianna and I haven't done any of the savers yet, and I'm like, I feel off, right? And it's because she might be three or four savers ahead of me, and we're just not aligned, right? So it's really, and I've recognized it's really important for me to at least get a few of the savers done before I interact with any other humans. And you notice the difference. Of, like, if you just jump into work without doing the Miracle Morning, you jump into everyday routine and you've missed a couple of the savers that you normally do, things don't feel right at all. Like, I'm sure you've experienced it. Everyone probably thinks that you have perfect Miracle Mornings, but I'm guessing that you don't.
No, and right now I'm in a phase where I have, and you, I think you know this, but I'm working on the Miracle Morning for seniors right now, and the final manuscript is due in a couple of weeks to the publisher, and I feel like I'm way behind. And so I basically, right now, my Miracle Morning is, I've kind of cut it out. Basically, it's normally an hour of a Miracle Morning and then an hour of writing. And right now I'm just like, I got to do 2 hours of writing. But I end up almost always cutting into the writing. I'm like, I need at least like 10 minutes to do a 10-minute or 6-minute savers. Because without it, it is, once you've experienced the benefit, then not having it, you know, you're missing out on those benefits.
Let's be honest. In the last 7 days, your Miracle Morning routine on a scale of 1 to 10, how is it right now?
I mean, based on what I just said, it's been like a 5, you know, it's been okay, but it's been inconsistent. And in some mornings I'm just doing a little reading or, you know, whatever. But I'd love to hear, having done the Miracle Morning, you said now for 8 years, what are the most significant changes that you've noticed in your life, in your mindset, your overall routine outside of just the morning? What are the biggest changes?
Yeah, I mean, so I really like to talk about, you know, the mission, right? The mission has been to elevate the consciousness of humanity, right? That's the Miracle Morning mission. And I fully understand what that means.
Because I think everybody's wondering, like, what does that mean?
Yeah, because, like, I really, truly feel that I'm living that. And obviously there's levels. If you look at, you know, David Hawking's Power versus Force and the map of consciousness, there's levels that we can go up, and then there's certain times that we go down. But, like, ultimately, I feel like I have like consciousness lenses. And I think there's so many different areas in which we can elevate our consciousness. For me, what I've noticed that has been the most important aside from having a kick-ass morning routine, is the food that I eat.
And I think you and I preach it.
Yeah, you and I resonate with, you know, I know, like, we've been hoteled.
I was just going to say that, man. When I roomed with you and you start pulling out all these healthy snacks, I'm like, oh my God, Josh, we're like twins, dude. I'm like, let me show you Maya. We're comparing healthy snacks.
I think I brought a blender.
And your own smoothie packets. I'm like, that's right. I was like, oh, dude, you're like next level. I got to level up. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've realized that, like, when I started doing the Miracle Morning and I was eating just whatever it was that I was eating which is what I've been eating my whole life, which was anything that I wanted to eat that was delicious as long as I didn't get fat. And if I didn't get fat, I thought that I was healthy. But as long as I'm working out and I'm at the gym and people say you look good, I look good. I must feel good. And with the Miracle Morning, obviously you start to feel even better. And I think what naturally happened as I started doing the Miracle Morning was I started to become more aware of what does it look like to get to higher states? What does it look like to get to peak states? What does it look like to perform at my best? I often tell little kids that eat a lot of sugar, as I'm a recovering sugaraholic. Do you know what I get down really low and do you know what happens when you put sugar in a Ferrari? And they're like, what? And like, can you Google it or ChatGPT it? And they like Google it and they're like, nothing came up. I'm like, all right, fine. Try what happens if you put sugar in a car? And they're like reading the description. It says something along the lines of like, it will not perform well. Mm. And then I'm like, well, what do you think that means every time you eat so much sugar? They're like, that means I won't perform well. Huh. I'm like, ah. And then they kind of get the idea.
Yeah.
So ultimately I started to realize that the foods that I was putting in my body were keeping me at a low level of consciousness despite doing the Miracle Morning. And I did this program called the Whole 30. Have you heard of the Whole 30?
I remember you and Brianna doing it, yeah.
Some of you have never heard of Whole 30. You might notice that on certain products and packages, there's a label next to the non-GMO that says Whole 30. So Brianna said to me, she's like, Josh, do you want to do this Whole 30 food program? And I'm like, what is it? She's like, I don't know, but I was told it will elevate our consciousness. I'm like, I'm it. It wasn't about losing weight or anything like that. It was just, she said it would elevate our consciousness. I'm like, all right, let's find out the details and let's do it. And the Whole 30 is no sugar, no dairy, no grains, no soy, no legumes, no alcohol. I don't think I missed anything. That's a lot of no's.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of no's for somebody that's ate everything his whole life, right? So we decided to commit to that. We actually did it with a group of people and there were like Zoom calls and everything.
So support and accountability. Okay. I like it.
We had support and accountability with it. And Brianna and I were doing it together, which was super helpful. And we went to the grocery store. And when you are now on like an extreme elimination diet, right? You are forced for the first time in your life to not just look at the front of the package, but the back.
Yeah.
Right. You have to look at the back because you're chasing, is there sugar? Is there dairy? Is there this? And I had this aha moment that sugar's in everything. There's some sort of form of sugar of some kind in every single product in the grocery store, minus the produce section. And, you know, a couple products that you and I have discovered.
I want to interject really quick because I am Mr. Always, ever since cancer, especially turn it over. What's actually in it? Not what, oh, on the front, it says healthy and blah, blah. No, what's in it? The barbecue sauce that, my daughter made like a can of baked beans that we had left over from a barbecue. And I'm like, I always turn it around and I go, sweetheart, you're eating half of the can right now. There are 99 grams of sugar in this can. You're eating 50 grams of sugar in those beans.
No, she's just eating beans. She's just eating.
Yeah, she thinks she's eating beans. Yeah.
Beans. Yeah. So first of all, that's so much sugar. And so thank you for sharing that. Because what I realized was I only thought that I was eating sugar when I was eating sugar.
Interesting.
You know, it's like when I'm drinking soda eating sweets or I'm having ice cream, whatever it was. And then I realized that sugar is in every single thing that I put on my food. It's in my
barbecue
salad,
sauce,
my
ketchup. Soup. Yep.
It's literally everywhere.
Goal achievers and members of the Miracle Morning community, I just wanted to remind you or invite you to check out the Miracle Morning Routine app in the App Store and the Google Play Store. It is free to download and comes with a robust assortment of features, including templates to create your affirmations, a built-in journal, customizable timers for your Savers, the Savers 101 guided track where you complete your Miracle Morning in 13 minutes by simply hitting play, a Miracle Evening guided track to help you go to bed at night, and a lot more. And then you always have the option to upgrade to the premium version, our most popular version of the app, which you can try for a 7-day free trial. And it gives you access to over 500 affirmations, a library of nearly 200 guided Savers tracks so that you can click play and complete your Savers in different areas of your life. You want to improve your mental health. You want to improve a relationship. You want to make more money. There are specific Savers tracks guided or designed, I should say, for each of those outcomes that you want to achieve in your life. So you can, again, literally click play and complete your Miracle Morning, plus over 200 journaling prompts and a lot more. And the app now has over 2,900 reviews, averaging 4.9 out of 5 stars. You can download the app now in the App Store or Google Play for Android users. Either way, I hope the app enhances your mornings and your life.
We realized that there wasn't, the grocery stores have just been getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, right? And the amount of products that are having more and more and more and more and more sugar. And we realized that the only place that we could really shop in the grocery store was fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, spices. Even some of the spices have sugar in them, so you got to watch out for that. And then anything that had a Whole 30 approved label on it, plus the fish and the proteins and everything like that. Like real food was basically what I was being told to eat. And that was like a huge eye-opener for me. So long story short, we got to day 20. And I was like higher than a kite.
Like so much energy and mental clarity?
It was as if I unlocked like Josh 2.0.
Wow.
And the way I first discovered that something has changed within me was I started sending the person leading the Whole 30 program like 9-minute voice messages.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I've gotten a 9-minute voice message from Josh. I got a 15-minute voice message from Josh not too long ago.
Yeah. So that was like the first time I noticed that, wow, I'm like authentically sharing and using my voice. I was just so insightful and thoughtful. And I felt smart for the first time, like actually really, really smart. I felt like I could remember things. I felt like I was retaining the things in my mind. And even Brianna said to me, she's like, where have you been? Like all the things that I guess were like bottled up inside of me that I really didn't have as much of a voice as I did on this day 19. So we kept going and we finished the Whole 30. And you know what we did? We decided to do another 30.
I was just going to say, I was my guess. Yeah.
Because we didn't want it to stop. And yeah.
I'd imagine it, right? It elevated your consciousness around food and what you put in your body and how it impacts you, how you feel and how you think, and then what you're capable of doing. And yeah.
And ultimately, your Miracle Morning is even better. Like you're actually able to tap into your hopes and your dreams and your intentions and your will. And you're actually able to feel your heartbeat and you feel just so naturally connected to yourself that all the Savers are like, we've been waiting for you to receive us. So it's that was really profound. And then I would say that once I got started getting the food right, or I'll say one thing. So after the Whole 30, I had ice cream and I never felt more sick in my whole
life. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then what happened? I had more ice cream. Somehow the sugar and the whatever was in the ice cream was like, we're taking over now. And I'm like, whoa, I gotta stop this, never do that again. But ultimately, I got the food right, started getting the Miracle Morning like really dialed in. And then I got into breath work, which has been the high point moments of the last like 2 years as far as
my know that, man. I mean, I know you do, I know that you're part, you know, that you send me breathwork tracks and such, but I did not know that it was such so impactful for you.
There's like 30 plus different ways to breathe, Hal. It's like, how many people actually know, like, there's 30 different ways to breathe and they can, they have so many different benefits.
What's a resource you can give people to get into breathwork? I know you've recommended apps before to me. What's your favorite breathwork go-to? YouTube video, app, where can people go?
Yeah. So,
oh, how about our app?
Well, I was just going to say, like, right now we're going to be very heavy on breathwork.
Yeah.
We just released Noah Aeon with 10 tracks, both for the Miracle Evening and the Miracle Morning. Noah Aeon does breathwork experiences, and he calls it the BDM, breath, dance, and movement experience, which is like essentially like three of the breath, dance, and meditation, which is like...
Oh, so it's three of the savers in one. Nice. Yeah, for those that don't know, by the way, you are the head of app development for the Miracle Morning app. That is your world, your life in a lot of ways, your professional life. We'll circle back to that. But
he travels all over the world. He's doing like 150 plus wake up events and breathwork events all over the world, which is super cool. And
yeah, he's a world renowned breathwork, you know, facilitator. Yeah.
He spent over 30 days in a dark room with no light. They just feed him with food a couple times a day, and he is just tapped fully into himself. So he's got some amazing breathwork experiences. On Monday, we're going to be releasing Ben Holt. Ben Holt is not only a breath master, but he's also a musician. So he makes his own music tied to his breathwork, which is amazing. So I would highly check out what we're putting out in the Miracle Morning app. That's what I've been using as I've been curating more and more breath masters. We're also going to be releasing Hawk Stillwind in about 2 or 3 weeks. He does these sound wave breathwork experiences, kind of like a sound bath for those that you know that know about a sound bath. And he's going to be coming up with a track called the Miracle Launchpad, which is like just like launches you out of bed into the day when tapping into your breath. So that will be really fun.
I want to ask you, I want to shift the direction of the question. I want to ask you, I mean, you're a Miracle Morning, you know, I'd call you a master maybe, or on your path to mastery. You've been doing it for 8 years on a regular basis. You happen to live with and are engaged to the Miracle Morning OG, Brianna Greenspan, who, you know, for those that don't know, Brianna was my coaching client when I created the Miracle Morning in 2008 as a practice. 4 years before it became a book. She's also the co-author of the Miracle Morning Art of Affirmations. She's the director of education for the Miracle Morning, getting it in schools. So like the fact that you live with like another Miracle Morning master, like, it, you know, it's hard, the two of you together, like if one of you's off, the other one's gonna be like, dude, get it together. Let's do our Miracle Morning, right? So here's what I want to ask you. I think that people have off days. It's something I hear, one of the biggest questions I get when I fall off my Miracle Morning, like I was doing it. I did it for 6 months. Like it changed my life. But then we went on vacation and then I never got back on it. Like, I want to know, how do you, you know, maybe winter times, you might have, give me an example of one time when you fell off, and how do you push through? How do you get back on track?
This is such a good question because it actually happens pretty often. Where it's like you fall off and you identify like, whoa, this is not good. This is not where I used to be. And I could think of some times where it's just like we have a lot of things going on with work, Brianna and I. And we're, for the lack of better words, grinding. And sometimes we get into this mode where it feels like we need to stay up really late and work. And right when we wake up in the morning, we need to work. And honestly, actually, what's coming up for me the most is the first year making the Miracle Morning app was actually a nightmare. And I'll explain why. Because I was so excited to build the Miracle Morning app for myself. As soon as we had the first version for me to test, well, I would do that in my Miracle Morning, naturally, right? It's like the apps, you know, version one, developers want me to check it out. I would wake up and start, open up the app and start using it. And then I'm like, ah, oh, this should be better. Oh, this isn't working. Oh, I cannot believe they did this. And then I like start writing. My journaling is like all the things that are going wrong. My journaling is all the new ideas I have.
Yeah, I could see that. You couldn't just experience and enjoy the app. You were like perfectionist mode.
It took a long time for me to get to a place where I can just open up the app and simply enjoy it without putting like my work hat on. So it's like my intention was to build it for myself, but every time I use it, I'm constantly using it through the lens of like, how could it be better for the community? So I really fell off of my morning routine and realized that I needed to not use the Miracle Morning app for that time being. And that there are certain savers that are great to do on the app. And there's certain savers that were working for me off the app. And then there are certain days where I don't have a lot of time and I'm learning new modalities and practices by using the app and completing all the savers in less than 10 minutes. And then there's certain times where I feel so low energy that I need to go for a run. And when I go for a run, I might put on some positive affirmations with the app, but like, I really need to go for a run and I need to get more of my routine in. Like there are times where I say to Brianna, it's like time to double down on our Miracle Morning. Right. There's the triple down. It's like there are times where it's the most important. It's more important for us to have longer and more productive morning routines than other days.
Yeah. Like 2020 was that for me. 2020 was when I'm like, I need to double down on the Miracle Morning. Like the world outside is crazy and out of control. I need to focus on what I can control, which is me.
Yeah. Brianna often says she wakes up in the morning. She asks herself, what saver do I need right now?
Yeah, I love that.
And I think that's like such a beautiful, and I've taken that from her. It's like, what do I need right now? I'm like, all right, I really need to move my body. Cause if I don't move my body, then my lower back's going to hurt. And if my lower back hurts, then I'm probably going to be low energy throughout the day. And it's like, you ultimately figure out what's going to work for you. And there are times where I didn't do the things that I wanted to do inside the home or around the home, yeah, where I'm now like in the car and I play something in the Miracle Morning app to at least get something in and have a powerful morning routine while I'm driving. And there are times where Brianna really wants to talk to me about work or something that we have coming up, some plans, something that's happening in the evening. And I'm like, don't talk to me. I haven't meditated yet. I totally know the difference of like when I didn't meditate and I'm like, wow, I forgot to pray this morning. And you notice the day that you forget to pray and you forget to meditate, the day never goes as well as I want it to. So I think it's like really about having awareness of what you need to do most and get at least that one thing done. I think it would be the pro tip, because usually it's like, it's not about working out. It's about getting to the gym, right? It's like, what is the one thing that you can do that's going to segue all the other savers to kind of fall into place?
Well, it's like anything, the first domino, right? Once you knock that down, the rest will fall. And I love you sharing Bree's question, which is, what saver do I need this morning? And just really putting your hand on your heart, closing your eyes, getting quiet, and that will come to you. And some days it's meditation. I've got to just calm my mind. Some days you have so much on your mind that you actually need to journal first. You got to write it out. I got 17 things. I'm thinking, you know, I can't meditate right now until I get this out of my head on paper. Then I've got space and permission to meditate, right? So yeah, it is interesting to look at them as individual tools and a collective ritual, right? But they're one and the same.
Yeah. And it's all about what works for you and what happened the day before or the week before, or what's going on in your life that, you know, there are times where it's like, I want to learn right when I wake up.
Totally. Me too. Yeah. I just want to read.
And I know that you and I have something similar where it's like we have like bedside books that are very different than the books that we read during the day. So it's like we're not going to read some business book at night before we're going to bed because
get our mind racing. Yeah.
So I like to read something light that just like gets the brain working and moving. That one of my favorite books is Pieces Every Step.
I love that. Yeah. Thich Nhat Hanh.
Thich Nhat Hanh.
Oh. I messed it up, but yeah. That's just one of my bedside books for sure, dude.
So good, because you just keep reading it every time. Because you're a different person every time you read it. And that's what's so nice for those of you that are interested. It's like It's like one or two pages.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, one or two pages gives you so much value that you could bring to that day for yourself that you could impact to others. And that's, you know, ultimately, that's really the idea behind the reading and the savers is like, for me, it's like, learn something new that you can apply to yourself, that you might be able to teach others and, you know, show up in a way that makes the day better. And I think like a book like that is like the best book, because it's like teaching you that when you hear sirens go off, to not panic, but to like send prayer to those,
whoever the sirens are going to.
Yeah. And it's just like, wow, anytime I hear a siren, I'm going to put myself into like a mindfulness state, incorporate prayer into my daily routine. So it's like every time I hear a siren, I'm like, I now pray, all because I read that book. So
that's now just an anchor for you. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's little tiny nuggets in that kind of book.
I'd love to do like a mini deep dive into the savers for you, because obviously, again, your wealth of knowledge, experience, and you are, you know, part of this probably it's you're a techie for one, right? But just in general, you're always like exploring new practices, new rituals, right? Where I think a lot of us get into a rut, kind of mundane. People always are like, what do I do with my miracle morning when it's like stale and kind of like same old, same old? And you're like the opposite of that. You're always figuring out the newest thing. So yeah, I'd love to hear, like, walk through the savers and your favorite practice for each, how they've impacted you. Maybe if there's like a story of like, this saver helped me reach a goal, just however you want to kind of share the savers as they've helped you and your best tips.
There's so many things that we could be doing in the morning, right? Whether they're savers or not, if they fall into the savers or not, there's really so many things that we can be doing. And one of my favorite things that I feel really inclined to share is that I've incorporated into my miracle morning practice is the miracle morning mindset and motivation playlist on Spotify. Mm,
yes, this is great. I'm glad you went there.
Yeah. So, and I think what it's called, sorry, no, I changed it. It's called Miracle Morning Musical Nutrition.
And this is a Spotify playlist, right? For those. In fact, I literally downloaded, I didn't use Spotify. You're like, hey, go to your Spotify. I'm like, I use Apple Music. You're like, no, you got it. And so the playlist was so good. We were listening one time, like, where is this? You're like, Spotify, I told you, download it. So I literally downloaded Spotify just so I could listen to this playlist.
I'm not affiliated with Spotify or anything, but I remember you saying, you should make it for Apple Music. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. There's 54 hours worth of music. It would take me so much time to
do. Is it 54 hours long?
Yeah. I mean, there's thousands of songs in here that are like the highest consciousness, most mindful, great lyrics, all of my favorite genres. So it's not just one genre. It's like all the different genres, but like feel good music to wake up to. As a matter of fact, it's not even just to wake up to. I listen to it throughout the day and I just hit shuffle and I'm always just pleasantly surprised. And I've been listening to a lot of this music for the last probably 4 years, and this playlist is consistently evolving. And the music and the lyrics evolve as I evolve. And as I raise my consciousness, these songs have different meanings at different times in my life. So it's really amazing. So I incorporate that into the playlist. Like, I wake up and I like to just put really nice music through the home. And that's kind of like the background to my experience. And for silence, I will pray. I will do some breath work. I like to just stand up out of bed and just do a... I learned that from Tony Robbins, doing like three sets of 10, and then kind of just like really just like feeling into like the energy that you just created. And for a lot of people that are new to the miracle morning, the one thing that I like to share with people, and I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but like what I learned is that when we sleep, we generate millions of cells. We regenerate cells and make new cells. And ultimately, when we wake up, the goal is to wake those cells up. How do we do that? We use the savers, but I have like a pre-savers thing that I do. My pre-savers is hydrate those cells.
Uh-huh.
The second thing I do is oxygenate those cells.
Nice, with that intense breathing, breath work. Yeah.
And then I'll just kind of just, I might just jump up and down, do some jumping jacks, do some push-ups, you know, kind of just walk in circles in the house or run in place or just do something to activate my cells. So that's kind of like my miracle morning, like 1 minute, 2 minute warm up that I do, where I hydrate my cells, I oxygenate my cells, and I activate my cells. And that's how you can get high on your own supply. There's no amount of coffee that's going to give you the same results as those three things. And you haven't even done your miracle morning yet, right? That could be your miracle morning alone for a lot of people.
Sure, like, sure. Like, I mean, it puts you in a peak state, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really does. And it's like, if you do 5 minutes of that versus 2 minutes of that, you're already like in such a better place to where it's like, now what do I want to do? So yeah. I incorporate that. And then I'd love to do breath work. And I do all different kinds of breath work, from like Wim Hof deep breathing to breath of fire to one of my favorites is just, it's so simple. It's just a box breathing. You know, inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, and you just do that. And as you do that, what you can do is you could do 8 seconds, 8 seconds, 8 seconds, 8 seconds. I can get all the way up to like 16 seconds where it's like, I'm basically doing one breath a minute.
Nice.
And it's super relaxing and it gets me centered and grounded and I feel deeply connected to myself. The other thing I really like is breathing through my heart and like just really like closing your eyes and focusing your attention on your heart. You could place your hands on your heart and just taking deep breaths, focusing your attention, breathing through your heart and then exhaling through your heart and like thinking about something that you're grateful for and like stacking on the gratitude. The more things that you think about you're grateful for and the more detail that you go into, the better that you feel. We have this track in the Miracle Morning app. I think it's called Bouquet of Flowers. And it's like, you could have all the things in your left hand that are like the things that you're angry about, fearful about, upset, like low states of consciousness. And then in your other hand, you have all the things that you're grateful for. And if you just place like beautiful flowers into your right hand and you place all the things that you are negative into your left hand, you realize that you can't have both and that there's like, you just like want to look at all the beautiful flowers in your right hand and like all the gratitude eats the low states of consciousness for breakfast. So I love bringing gratitude into my practice. I mean, there's just so many things I can go on and on, but after.
Talk about being that you're the head of app development and you created the app that you want, which I think any good product is like the owner or the creator, right? Was like, this is what I need. This is what I want. And you and I really collaborated on that. You're the one that came. You're like, Hal, we need a Miracle Morning app. And I think it was, I don't know how many years of you saying that. I'm like, I know. But I want it to be the ultimate one size fits all app, or not one size fits all, but what's the word I'm looking for? Like
all in one.
That's what I meant to say. All in one app. And I said, and I had priced it out and it was like $150,000 was one quote I got, $100,000, $200,000. I'm like, I can't afford to build this app. And you're like, what could you afford? Like to start, we'll make it better over time, but you got to start. You're like, Hal, you know that you have to start somewhere. I'm like, damn it. Okay. So we started with $10,000, right? And then now we've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in the app and making it better. But I just want to hear, for anyone that has the app, doesn't have the app, like I'm trying to think of how to ask this question. I guess it's, what do you feel like is most valuable about the app for people? You know, like whether it's, what are your favorite features or what does the app help someone do that not having it makes it more challenging, whether that's be accountable, get guided tracks, et cetera. I'd love to hear you talk on the app for a couple of minutes and like how people can get the most out of it. What are the features? I know we just, Journeys is something that you came up with that you rolled out. Explain that. I don't even know if I can explain it very well.
Yeah. The goal of the app was to complement your amazing book and you know, the entire book series, in the sense of like, you read the book, they hear your story, they learn about all the savers and all the ways that they can do it. And for me, when I read the book, I was using apps,
meditation app, visualization app, exercise app, journaling app.
You were obviously doing the same because you shared about some of those in your previous version of the book. And I was just naturally like, what would it look like for there to just be one app where you can get a lot accomplished in as little amount of time, to feel like you check the box, to where once you use the app, maybe you have more time where you can go do things outside of the app and level up your miracle morning that way. And for me, it's, you invite people in the book to do a 30-day challenge, right? So the invitation is to focus on one area of your life that you'd really like to improve or that you'd like support with. And we get you to commit to starting a 30-day challenge. And it's all about how many days can you do out of 30. It's not about that you have to do every single day. It's do as little or as many savers as you want and start checking off those boxes. But while you're checking off those boxes, we're providing you with all the ways that you can create affirmations the Hal Elrod way. With the Hal Elrod format, we have Hal's template for making affirmations. We have visualization prompts for each area of the wheel of life. We have affirmations prompts for every area of the wheel of life and different affirmations that you can read. As a matter of fact, I think we have 500 plus now. If you're looking just to listen and learn something new, we have some of your favorite books as audios and that you can now read in the app. And
book summaries.
Yeah,
book
summaries. Yeah, yeah. And we also have over 3, I don't even know if I told you this. We now have over 300 guided audio experiences in the app where you can press play and complete a miracle morning in as little as 6 minutes or as much as like 15 minutes. Or you can listen to a meditation track and then a visualization track and then affirmations track, 3 different tracks under 10 minutes, or you can listen to one track that's all the savers. And what was really cool about what I wanted to do is I wanted to make it easier to complete the savers and combo them. So using these guided tracks, we now have exercise affirmations videos that you can watch or listen to. We have affirmations, visualization, meditation tracks where it's like you're completing 3 savers in 5 minutes. They're all different. They all take you on a different journey. I like to refer to it as like a headphones on, eyes closed experience. You really don't know where you're going to go, but what I end up receiving from it is I just feel so much lighter and I feel so much more energy and I feel like I'm more ready for the day than I was 3 minutes ago or 1 minute ago or 5 minutes ago or 10 minutes ago. And we now have these journeys where there's different areas. The community said to us in a survey, we had thousands of people fill out a survey saying that they need help with consistency. They need help with discipline. They need help with health and fitness. They need help with their finances or money. And they have goals and dreams and things that they're trying to do as far as New Year's resolutions or things that they want to accomplish here in 2024. And we decided to create 5-day journeys, 3-day journeys, 7-day journeys, and even a 30-day journey that you can do while in your 30-day challenge to help guide you. And so when you wake up in the morning, you don't really have to think about what to do. It's like, here's how you can complete all your savers. And we, just click this button and read these affirmations or click this button and listen to these affirmations or listen to this guided visualization track. Or we have tracks that guide you through journaling. A lot of people are like, Josh, I don't know how to journal. Like, well, you don't have to know how to journal. Just grab the Miracle Morning app or your notepad and put some headphones on. And you're going to be guided to be thinking about what would make today great or what would make this week great.
Do I understand correctly that the journeys are for an area of the wheel of life? So you would go on a journey like to focus on your finances and you'd do affirmations, you'd do meditations, right? Yeah. Okay. So your whole Miracle Morning is dedicated on that one area of life.
We're going to be adding new journeys like every couple weeks now. So there's always going to be like new programs for them to complete. Lucy Osborne we have about, I think, 60 tracks in the queue that haven't been released yet that Lucy made for all the areas of the Wheel of Life that we're going to start rolling out and making more journeys based on those areas, at least the top areas right now that the community has expressed that they need the most help with.
What I think people don't like, an important behind the scenes, once we built the app and I'm like, okay, Josh, like this app, this development team is very expensive, so we need to let them go. And you're like, no, they're going to be on forever. I'm like, what do you mean forever? You're like, and we need to hire more developers. I'm like, what are you talking about? We're spending more money right now on our development than we're earning. And you're like, well, we have to keep making the app better and better and better and better. And I'm like scratching my head. I'm like, that, I didn't think of it that way. I thought it was like, we're going to make a great app and then we're going to release it to the world. And then we're going to do something else, you know? And like, that's what I love about you is like your talk about what is that CNI, that Tony Robbins constant never ending improvement, that acronym, right? Like you are such I could say a geek, right? In the best way, but like you geek out on like, how do we optimize the customer experience and make it better and exceed their expectations? So yeah, man, I just want to acknowledge you for that because I think it's admirable.
Thank you for acknowledging me. I mean, a lot of people, we sometimes get emails of like the app is too much money, but like, I'll be honest with you guys. I put my heart and soul into providing you all with the best possible experience and with new experiences. So you want to continuously come into the app and feel surprised. And ultimately, the goal here is to learn something new. We're trying to bring new people into the app that you get to experience. So you get to learn a new breath work. You get to learn a new way of visualizing. You get to learn a new way of positively affirming yourself. And it's like, even though we can be doing these things without an app, the app is like, is giving us new tools that we could put on our tool belt that we can apply with or without the app. And there's so many things that we want to do. We are so grateful for all the feature requests and feedback. And we look at that all the time. And we are so excited. And it literally keeps me up at night, all the different things that we're going to be bringing to the Miracle Morning app. If it's okay with you, I can share a few things just to tease them with that we're thinking about for this year.
Let's save that for our next conversation because I want to have you back on because I think there's so much more for us to talk about.
Drew, I didn't even get past my silence routine.
I know. But I've got to go pick up my daughter from school. So that's why I said there's so much more for us that we can talk about. Let's wrap it with this. I want to share or end on if there is one nugget of wisdom that you'd want listeners to walk away with and bring into their own lives, Josh, having all that you've experienced in the last 8 years, being a Miracle Morning reader of the book, a longtime practitioner, now on the other side where you're part of the Miracle Morning team. We call ourselves the Miracle. I call you guys the Miracle Workers, helping elevate consciousness. Like, what's the one message that you'd want people to walk away with?
I think that there's always an opportunity for us to be growing and getting better and better and better each and every day. And that doesn't have to be big chunks. It's literally just 1%. Better each and every day. And as we look at our morning routine and look at our lives and see how much time are we spending on our morning routine and how much time are we spending on our lives outside of our morning routine, the amount of time that you put into your morning routine will determine the quality of life that you have during the day, the week, the month, the year in your life. And I'm consistently up-leveling and realizing that there is so much more that we can be doing and we can be taking our Miracle Morning to the next level, which takes our life to the next level. And this is the Achieve Your Goals podcast, right? So it's like, if you're looking to achieve your goals, if you're looking to achieve your goals, big or small, the Miracle Morning is the tool to help you do that. And however much time and effort you put into your Miracle Morning is going to be the result of the amount of satisfaction and joy and happiness and success that you have in your life. And I'm on this call and I asked Hal to be on this podcast because I wanted to be an example to show you that all it takes is for you to visualize what you want to create, affirm creating that, journal about that, and then make it happen. And I'm here right now as an example of doing the Miracle Morning, visualizing and affirming and journaling and pouring love and light into the future of what I wanted for the Miracle Morning and creating an app. And now it's a reality. And I have the Miracle Morning to thank for that. So it's like, whatever it is that you want to create, it's entirely possible. I want you to know that every single thing that you put in your mind, that you affirm, that you bring into your morning routine is absolutely possible in your life, and that we have $3.5 billion rovers on Mars. So if you think that something's not possible, it really is. And the Miracle Morning could help you make that possible, whether you believe it or not.
Awesome. Well said. I could not agree more, man, everything that you just said. And like you said, you are living, you're living proof, Josh, you're living example, which is so wild, man. I mean, it feels like such a God thing that we were destined to for you to meet Bree and Bree to bring you into my world. And So I'm very grateful for you and the impact you've made in my life. You've been one of the biggest supporters over the last couple of years, launching the Miracle Morning book, of course, building the app, being there as a friend, man. I'll close with this. When I was going through a really difficult time with my mental health in the last about a year, less than a year ago, you sent me a nutritional playlist. You made a custom playlist just for me of songs that uplifted me and reminded me of what I was capable of. And so, yeah, man, I'm eternally grateful to you, Josh. I love you, brother.
Love you too. Well, we're just so grateful for you and you sharing your story and your transformation that you've had in your life by having a kick-ass morning routine. And I encourage others in the community to share how the Miracle Morning has made an impact on their life with other people. Because as we become the best versions of ourselves, it is our job. It is our responsibility. And it's selfish if we don't do this. To share how the Miracle Morning and having a positive morning routine has helped us so we can help others. That's really what this is all about. So, Hal, I really just want to, you know, put the spotlight on you and just having the courage to share your story and the amount and all the known and unknown ripple effects that that has made for this world. So you've probably impacted 100 million people by you deciding one day to write a book. So if you can do it, anybody can do it. And you're just a bright, shining light of possibility for everybody else. So
thank you, brother. I receive your kind words very much. And Goal Achievers, thank you for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Josh as much as I did. I learned a lot of new things that I didn't know and got to share some things with you about my friend Josh that I really wanted to share. So I love you so much. Make this a great week. Get ready for your Miracle Morning tomorrow. And I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the Achieve Your Goals podcast and to get access to today's show notes, transcript, and exclusive content from Hal Elrod, visit halelrod.com/podcast. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the Achieve Your Goals podcast.